What if the trembling in your chest isn't weakness, but your body's way of pointing toward what matters most? Most of us spend our lives running from fear, white-knuckling through anxiety while staying frozen in place. We're hamsters on wheels, vibrating with nervous energy, yet going nowhere. But courage isn't the absence of fear. It's the willingness to take the next step while your hands are still shaking. This isn't about becoming fearless. It's about becoming brave enough for today's small challenges and tomorrow's bigger opportunities. The kind of courage that writes difficult apology notes, gets out of bed when depression weighs heavy, or says hard truths to people we love. Maya Angelou understood this when she said, "Courage is the most important virtue, because without it, we can't practice any other virtue consistently." Fear doesn't disqualify you from courage. It's actually the prerequisite. Think of courage as the titanium foundation of your character, the structure that makes everything else possible. Without it, all your other strengths collapse under pressure. Consider the women whose stories reveal this truth. Ellie, whose premature son weighed barely more than a bag of sugar at birth. Sarah, whose late-night internet search about trafficking led her to start an anti-trafficking organization. Maria, who lost her husband of 25 years without warning. Their courage didn't emerge because they were extraordinary. It emerged because they placed their confidence in something beyond themselves. This is what scripture calls tharseo, a Greek word meaning take heart or be encouraged. When Jesus encountered people in crisis, this was often his first word. To a paralyzed man, take heart, your sins are forgiven. To a bleeding woman who'd suffered for 12 years, be encouraged, your faith has made you well. To terrified disciples in a storm, take courage, it is I, don't be afraid. Each time, Jesus connected courage with forgiveness, healing, his presence, and his power to overcome whatever threatened to overwhelm them. Your ordinary life requires this same courage, not superhero bravery, but brave enough grit that comes from outside yourself and transforms you from within. Following Jesus isn't a spectator sport. It's an adventure race requiring grit and honesty about your limitations. Jesus attracted massive crowds, but never trusted crowd enthusiasm, knowing how easily people suspend individual judgment. Despite being a celebrity, he focused on individuals, challenging curious spectators to become committed followers. This isn't about adding Jesus to your busy life. It's a complete reorientation where you stop being the head honcho and invite Jesus to lead. This relationship demands everything, but offers his life and courage in return. Here's what makes this revolutionary. God is both grace and truth simultaneously. In human relationships, we rarely experience this combination. Honesty often leads to rejection, while acceptance requires hiding parts of ourselves. But God's full truth combined with full grace creates something transformative. As you experience freedom from self-imposed limitations, you naturally desire more. You move beyond repaying a debt to entering a love relationship where you want to please the one who loves you. God isn't demanding obedience to prove his superiority. He's offering freedom and protection, showing you a better way to live. Just as physical survival requires water and shelter, your spiritual life needs fundamental practices to thrive. Before confronting fears, you need spiritual survival skills, practices that create space for God to make you brave. These aren't religious obligations, but life-giving rhythms nourishing your soul. The Word serves as food and water for your soul. Reading scripture takes courage because God sometimes challenges you about denying yourself or forgiving enemies. Approaching the Bible believing God has spoken, God is still speaking, and God will speak to me transforms you. Worship lifts you beyond yourself, allowing your soul to feel weightless momentarily. We're designed to worship something, but when we worship created things rather than the Creator, we're left perpetually unsatisfied. Prayer sparks change like a fire starter in your spiritual toolkit. It creates sacred space where you commune with God, inviting Him to examine your heart and align it with His will. True prayer requires honesty, confession, and sometimes action in response to God's leading. partnership remains essential, both with the Holy Spirit and fellow believers. The Holy Spirit, pneuma, meaning breath, dwells within you as the Spirit of truth, comforter, and counselor, bringing power and help in weakness. Jesus doesn't offer faith for independent study. You need others walking this path alongside you.
Here's an uncomfortable truth. While we think we love grace, most of us don't actually like needing it. Grace means acknowledging we have weaknesses beyond our own repair. When we face our broken parts, fear often captures our souls and makes us doubt God's goodness. We manufacture counterfeit grace through familiar patterns, stuffing pain, ignoring failures, blaming ourselves or others, or masking insecurities. But Jesus made our relationship with God personal, calling him Abba, Daddy, and teaching that we enter the kingdom like children, representing comprehensive life change, like being adopted from an orphanage into a loving family. True grace isn't just about forgiveness. It's about God's passionate love that creates a completely new operating system for your heart. The Greek word charis means that which causes delight in the recipient. Grace shifts your heart and becomes the key to unlock a courageous life. It makes you righteous, unbroken, promising that all that's broken inside will eventually be made right. Grace provides restoration now, allowing you to reign in life through Christ's victory rather than trying to fix yourself. Sometimes being human feels unbearably hard, but grace meets you in that honest place, offering not just forgiveness, but transformation. As you experience God's grace, you discover opportunities to extend that same grace to others, especially to the difficult people already in your lives.
Conflict is inevitable, but brave enough women learn to fight well rather than avoid it. Jesus promised trouble in this world, John 16:33, yet encouraged us to take heart because he has overcome. People handle conflict by avoiding or engaging, accommodating or attacking. While many envision Jesus as meek, he demonstrated balance, showing righteous indignation in the temple, sharply rebuking Peter, yet calling Judas friend during betrayal. His consistent thread was unwavering obedience to the Father. When facing conflict, ask three questions. How much of me is in this? Examining your motivations first. What am I fighting for? Ensuring restoration rather than victory. Am I being obedient, following God's direction even when uncomfortable? Women often don't recognize their own anger because we value relationships intensely. We express it indirectly as being disappointed or frustrated. Women's anger typically stems from powerlessness, injustice, irresponsibility, or unmet expectations. We often take up weapons in our hearts, continuing relationships on the surface while internally writing people off. Despite deep hurts, forgiveness remains God's way of setting you free. The question, "Who am I becoming?" requires courage but provides essential direction. Modern women often describe themselves as independent multitaskers who can do it all, leading to exhaustion and aimless drifting. Calling shares its root with vocation, meaning voice or a function to which one is called by God. It's where your wiring and gifts align with God's expression of love to the world, like a prism erupting in color when light hits it just right. The Greek word for gift is charisma, with charis, grace, at its center. Since grace is available to everyone, charisma, the power that comes when God's light hits your heart, is for everyone too. Your specific gifts form the foundation of understanding your calling. Women often struggle to identify their gifts without external confirmation, which is why community is essential. Using your specific gifting brings you joy, benefits the world, and taps into the deepest part of your soul. Setting limits is directly connected to fulfilling your calling. Saying no to good things creates space to say yes to the right things. Living without limits makes you act as though you're immortal rather than finite, causing you to lose peace and the ability to hear God's voice. Jesus perfectly modeled living within human limitations, experiencing tiredness, hunger, and grief while demonstrating divine power. True bravery isn't fearlessness. It's remembering God's presence in frightening moments.
Whether facing physical threats or emotional challenges like forgiveness, courage flows from Jesus' work in your life, rooted in God's magnificent love. When God reveals himself, you experience spiritual transformation at a molecular level. Isaiah 40 portrays him as majestic enough to name every star, yet intimate enough to carry you like a lamb close to his heart. This powerful, personal love transforms you through grace, his undeserved kindness that leads you to repentance. Holiness isn't boring religiosity, it's transformation when God dwells within you. Despite your fears and flaws, God chooses you as his masterpiece, giving you a new identity as a saint who radiates God's love. This journey requires courage, taking Jesus seriously, training for spiritual strength, receiving and giving grace, facing fights, and embracing your limits. You're training not for earth, but for heaven, transformed from ordinary woman to bold, beautiful, brave one whose heart pursues what God pursues. You are righteous, free, and brave enough to follow God wherever he leads. Your trembling hands don't disqualify you. They're proof you're heading somewhere that matters. Take the next step. You're braver than you think.